The world's two most powerful countries are testing each other in the South China Sea. China claims most of the waters as its own. To prove China wrong, U.S. warships routinely sail through. The Chinese government is using state media to make its case. NPR's Frank Langfitt asked Chinese people what they think.
China's assertiveness in the South China Sea fills Ma Sijin with national pride. Ma's a retired worker from a state-run ink factory, and he's so pleased that China's standing up to foreign powers like the U.S., he begins by quoting the chairman himself, Mao Zedong.
All the Chinese people have now stood up. When all is said and done, everybody knows who these islands belong to. They belong to China. You need to protect your country's interests.
Qin, a 24-year-old psych grad student, agrees. He's sitting a few tables away in the cafeteria here at Shanghai's East China Normal University. Qin says that in school, he was always taught the South China Sea belongs to China.
Regardless of whether it's true or not, the government says since ancient times, these islands have been part of our territory. I feel if other people aggressively occupied these places, it would damage our national pride.
As China's economic growth continues to slow, though, some analysts worry the Chinese President Xi Jinping might try to use the issue to drum up nationalistic anger to distract the public from other problems. Lai Liang-Fook is a research fellow at the East Asian Institute at National University of Singapore.
There is certainly some incentive on his part to play up the South China Sea issue, to recapture the public confidence in him, and also to divert some of the pressure domestically.
But not all Chinese care about the South China Sea or the artificial islands China's built there. Take Wang. He's a neuroscience grad student, and he's sitting on a bench here on campus behind a giant statue of Mao.
I am not paying attention to the South China Sea. When you read the news, you probably see it. But after you watch, you forget it immediately. Actually, it doesn't really affect you, because you pay more attention to the price of eggs, the price of a meal, how much an apartment costs.
Several years ago, a Chinese firm did a rare public survey on the South China Sea. It found young people were cautious about aggressively pressing China's case with other countries that also have claims there, such as the Philippines and Vietnam.
The most encouraging thing that came out of the survey was surprisingly low support for the idea of resolving disputes through military force.
That's Andrew Chubb. He studies Chinese opinion on the South China Sea at the University of Western Australia. Chubb says the survey results run counter to the sort of nationalistic vitriol that tends to dominate the online conversation here. And Chung Lee says China has constraints. Lee studies elite Chinese politics at the Brookings Institution.
Basically, middle class still want to have stability. And also Chinese leadership. It's not their best interest to engage in a war.
Which Lee says they could win anyway, because their military still has a long way to go. And some Chinese actually oppose the government's policy. Liu Gun is a retired factory worker. He says claiming most of the South China Sea and building islands is unreasonable.
I think it's unfair. You can't simply say since ancient times it's been ours. You need to tell ordinary Chinese how it became ours. I think it ought to be resolved through diplomacy. Otherwise, it will be the law of the jungle.
The dispute over the South China Sea is unlikely to die down anytime soon. An international court in The Hague is expected to rule on whether China's claims are excessive. China has boycotted the proceedings. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.